This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 202 for Friday, December 23rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was higher on Friday, amidst lighter trading and positioning ahead of the holiday weekend. There will be no canola trading on December 26th and 27th due to the Christmas Day and Boxing Day holidays. Chicago soy oil was also higher, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both lower. Meanwhile, crude oil gained more than $2 US per barrel after Russia said it would cut oil production in response to a price cap implemented by the European Union and the G7. The Canadian dollar gained more than a quarter of a US cent to close at 73.51 cents on Friday. The January canola contract was $4.20 per ton higher at $867.50, with the March contract $3.50 higher at $864.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all gained strength on the last day of trading before Christmas. Southern Brazil and Argentina are seeing dryness concerns for their corn crops, despite rainfall forecasts in the coming days. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rated the Argentine corn crop at 15%, 2 points below last week, and far lower than the 76% at this time last year. The USDA's weekly ethanol report showed ethanol prices were within 5 cents of unchanged last week, from $1.87 to $2.40 US per gallon. The March corn contract was up 6 US cents per bushel at $6.66. The Argentine soybean crop was rated at 12%, 7 points lower than last week. One quarter of the crop was rated poor or very poor. 61% of the soy area in Argentina has been planted, down 18 points from last year, but planting area could be cut by as much as 200,000 hectares. However, Brazil's soybean crop is still on track for a possible record high of 152 million tons in 2023. The January soybean contract was up 11 US cents per bushel at $14.79, while the March soybean contract was up 13 US cents per bushel at $14.85. Winter wheat crops in the US are being threatened by a major weather system affecting much of the country, raising winter kill risks for hard red wheat in the southwestern US plains. Ukraine's 2023 wheat crop will be half the total of its 2022 crop at most, according to estimates. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 14 US cents per bushel at $7.76. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 US cents per bushel at $8.75. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 11 US cents per bushel at $9.33. That's a look at the ICE futures in US markets for Friday, December 23rd. On behalf of everyone at MarketsFarm.com, we wish you and your family a very happy holiday season. In Winnipeg, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.